rechts, glaube ich.
I'm standing right in the middle of the conference hall, people milling around. A real air of uncertainty here in Copenhagen. Nobody really has any idea whether we are heading for success or failure, or semi-success or semi-failure. We're poised absolutely in between. And the spirit here is, it's strange. It's a kind of mixture of exhaustion, after all this has been going on for 11 days, of despair and of hope. Yet there is a very new story here, and that's definitely the ascent of China. China is absolutely everywhere. They have an enormous presence here and a huge impact on the way things are going. They're said to be kind of, you know, being clever in the way in which they're defending their interests. Cleverer possibly than the United States. Obama's here. I haven't seen him, but I've seen his car and I've seen his empty chair with a sort of large American flag sitting on its desk. That's sort of rather like the kind of, I don't know, risen Christ appearing in this thing. And indeed, you know, yesterday was a rumor he wasn't going to come, and all the wind and air went out of this place. But he has come, and I don't know, if you ask me to be honest about it, I think there might be a deal. But whatever happens, this is the beginning of a process, not the end of it. And it's an extraordinary thing that a gathering of completely mainstream politicians, none of them are Greens, have come to the conclusion that they have to do a collective thing to try to preserve the world in which we live. I'll be back to you soon.